Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and the Lord. I am your host and your Kingdom Coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We indeed want to especially welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you so much for being here with on today. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. Please enjoy our services on today, and please continue to come back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. As we continue to reflect and meditate, to learn, to study, and to allow God, amen, to speak to us concerning his word. As we become more aggressive prayer intercessors, amen, more attentive, more earnest, more truthful, amen, more submissive, and every other, amen, adjective that we can think of, amen, just to become better. You know, our goal in life is to, should be to be better, better people, better Christians, better servants, amen. We want to do better, amen. Not to say that what we're doing is all that bad, but we know that it's not all that good compared to what we can do, what we can be. Amen. So we have to lift the bar. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So we have been, amen, examining, amen, all of the areas in our lives that can cause us to be less effective. We don't want to be less effective. We want to be more effective. And if our self-esteem is low, then we're too low. Glory be to God. See? And we don't come making any boasts in ourselves. We come boasting in the name of the Lord, but we have to come in confidence. We have to come in faith. We have to come, amen, fully persuaded, amen, that we have all rights and we have all authorities that have been given to us by God himself. And Jesus made it all possible with his death, burial, and resurrection, amen, and his ascension back into heaven. The job is complete. When something is complete, I mean, it doesn't have to be redone. You know, sometimes when you do a shabby job, you take a test, you know, it's shabby, you know, you got a D on the test, you know, you half cleaned the room, you know, it was shabby. It wasn't your best. It wasn't done in excellence. Sometimes those things have to be redone. Report has to be refiled. You got to go in again. But when you, amen, complete an assignment and it's marked complete, that means it's done. You don't have to go back again. Well, beloved, amen, hallelujah. The work of the cross cannot be undone. It is completely done. It is completely complete. And Jesus completed it. Amen. And so we thank God for that, and we have to know that. And so we have been reinforcing the issue. See, if we are going to be effective in our prayer life, see, because if you're not effective in your prayer life, you're not going to be effective in any other part of your life. See, not according to God's standards. See, because the world has, a scale on which they evaluate success. But God has one also. See. And the Lord wants to do better than give us success. He wants us to have good success. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. So this morning, let us look in St. John, amen, chapter number 10. I just want to read a couple verses in your hearing. You can follow along with me, amen, or you can just say amen, write it down, and please go back to it. Please go back to it. St. John, chapter number 10, verse number 3. To him, the doorkeeper opens. And the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers.
Wow, that's awesome. That's an awesome portion of scripture there. That's so awesome. I'm going to read it again.
And I'm reading out of the New King James Version. To him the doorkeeper opens and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God, beloved. This is a very, very important scripture also as prayer intercessors, glory be to God, because if we do not know the voice of God, and a lot of people don't, so people pray, everybody you talk to say they pray. Believers pray, non-believers pray, you know, because everybody, you know, until they get into the word, they think they can get a prayer through, regardless of their religion, if they don't even have a religion. Every religion, every culture, they want to pray. Everybody want to pray. Everybody want to, you know, try to be real spiritual. So you go to God in prayer, glory be to God, and then when you hear a voice, you claim that God answered you. You go to God any kind of way you want to go to God, half-hearted, half-stepping, half-living, lukewarm, you know, in your crap. Just go to God without repenting. Just go, amen, gonna boast about the fact that you prayed today, and then after you prayed, God answered you. Okay. Oh, okay. How do you know he answered you? Because I heard his voice.
Well, freeze that there for 1 second. Let me show you another scripture, and we'll come back to that. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, verse number 10. Glory be to God. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world. So many kind of voices in the world. I want you to underline that. I want you to underline that. I want you to highlight that. And none of them is without significance, beloved. There are many kinds of voices in the world, but God only has one. So just because you heard a voice don't mean you heard God. Because the devil got a voice. Oh, whoa, let's back up. Let's back up. We talk about the voice of God. Let me remind you that the devil got a voice. Huh? Y'all remember Son of Sam? Son of Sam was the guy that had a mental problem, spiritual problem, demon problem. Amen. In the city of New York, and went around and killed all these young girls. I forgot how many it was. It was a whole bunch of them. And by the grace of God, amen, because your sins find you out, amen, they caught him, and they caught him because of he parked near a fire hydrant. Isn't how God can use some little small things, amen, to put to expose you. Because what you do in secret, baby, it's just a matter of time. It's coming to the light. Son of Sam, when they finally caught him and evaluated him, sat him down, wanted to find out what his problem was, Son of Sam said he went around killing all the young girls because he heard a voice. And the voice told him to do it. Jesus, amen, says here, beloved, in his word, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, he goes before them, my sheep follow me, for they know my voice. They will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from the stranger, for they do not know the voice of strangers. So you hear a voice, oh, Alfreda. Yes, it's me. I hear a voice. Is that you, God?
Yeah, it's me.
Well, you don't know. The devil knows how to, what do you call it, the impersonate. The devil can sound like the president of the United States. He can sound like your mama. The devil know how to impersonate, but he can't impersonate God. And the reason that you're not going to be confused, amen, when you hear a voice that is not God's voice, is because you know God's voice. It's only one way to know God's voice. The same way, those of you that are listening today, I didn't need to introduce myself to you. You knew exactly who I'd be. Why? Because you know my voice. How do you know my voice? You spend time with me. You spend time in this ministry. Amen. You come to hear. You come to listen. Some of you have been coming for years. Can't nobody come up here and trick you talking about I'm Pastor Bradford. That ain't going to fly. Well, it's the same way. Can't nobody come and trick you, glory be to God, talking about I'm God, amen, and I want you to do this and go over there and get that man's a wife. I know they married, but I'm giving you permission. Go here and bust the home up. What? I'm God. I'm giving you permission. Go in there and rob that bank because, you know, you ain't going to get caught. No. God never contradicts his word.
And this is why he encourages us, beloved, to spend time with him. Glory be to God. Because when we spend time with him, we know his voice. Why? Because the word of God is the mind of God. It's the will of God. You spend time in God's word, so now you know how God thinks. You know what pleases him. You know his pleasures. Glory be to God. And you need to know that if you're going to be a prayer warrior. Because otherwise you're going to be praying and the devil going to be answering. The devil always tried to make a move. That's why you can't move too quick. You want to make sure you got the green light on this. Why? Because the devil going to try to bust a move. God sent Moses over there to Pharaoh, okay, I let my people go, huh? Glory be to God. Well, the first five plagues, amen, Pharaoh was able, amen, to duplicate, huh? Glory be to God. You need to know this, beloved. Hallelujah. And this is why your confirmation for today, your declaration for today as a prayer intercessor, that you need to repeat until you get it, repeat until you believe it. I have the wisdom of God. I hear the Father's voice, and the voice of a stranger I will not follow. Because otherwise, you're going to be a crazy prayer warrior, schizophrenic, double-minded, here and there and everywhere, moving over here every time. You hear a voice say, come over here, you run over here. Then you hear a voice say, hey, do this, you do that. Glory be to God. Why? Because you're not following the Spirit. Following God. If you ain't following God, you're following crazy. You're following destruction. Because there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus says here in verse number 3, his sheep hear his voice. See, you know the word. Why? Because God is hiding that word in your heart and in your spirit. You know that word. Why? Because you pray in the word. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. I was at an appointment yesterday. I was at an appointment. Amen. Glory be to God. And I was going to be there for a while. And we were sort of waiting for something else to happen. So 12 o'clock came. So I said, you know, I always try to chime into our prayer call whenever possible to listen, you know, see what's going on, even if I can't speak. And the person I was with, they said, oh, can I hear the prayer call? I said, sure. So I put it on speaker so they can hear. I said, you got a prayer request you want to put in? And she was thinking about it. I said, well, you got to move quick with Sister Tanya because if ain't nobody say nothing, you know, she going straight into prayer. So she laughed about it, but she listened. Amen. And as she was listening, she was saying, wow, she flowing with that. You know, she flowing with the word. She flowing. She ain't searching for no word. I said, yeah, because that's coming right up out of her spirit when she talks. That's coming right up out of her spirit when she prays. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, beloved. Amen. Why? Because, amen, you know the voice of God. You know the word of God. His word is hidden in your spirit. Whatever is in, you can't take nothing. You cannot make a withdrawal where there has been no deposits. That ain't going to fly nowhere. It ain't going to fly at the local bank. It ain't going to fly in your prayer life either. Glory be to God. And if we're talking about prayer power, amen, which is communication, okay, you talking to God, God talking back to you. You talking to God, God talking back to you. Well, you can't be talking to God and the devil talking back to you and you thinking it's God.
And this is why we have a lot of confusion sometimes in the body of Christ. Oh, I thought, I was talking with somebody yesterday. I said, well, did you pray about it? You know, the first thing people going to say is, yeah, I pray. What did God say? Guess what? I ain't get an answer yet. And that was almost 24 hours ago. They still ain't tell me what did God say. See, a lot of times they stay there long enough to hear. Let me tell you, God communicates in five different ways, beloved. God will speak to you through dreams. God will speak to you through visions. God will speak to you through circumstances and through situations. God will speak to you through his people. Amen. Glory be to God. God will speak to you audibly. Amen. As I'm talking, he don't do that quite as often. Amen. But he does. The number one way that God communicates to his children is through his word. But we ain't been in it. So since God's word is our spiritual food, okay, what happens when you miss a meal physically? With all this heat here in the atmosphere that I'm in, amen, you try to miss a meal, amen, or go a day fasting out there in that heat, okay, it's going to take an effect on you. And that's just one day. Beloved, I come to tell you this, heat in the spirit, amen, because the devil's walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And if you are weak, amen, by not eating your physical food, amen, guess what? How are you trying to go just eating your spiritual food on Sundays or Saturdays or whenever you fellowship? You trying to eat one day a week, you looking at your watch the whole time, service in, trying to get out of there because you got things to do. So how are you going to survive on one spiritual meal a week? And God forbid if you miss a week. Jesus is our bread. He is our daily bread. And we ought to, look, it's not the quantity of time as much as it is the quality of time. You might not always have 2, 3, 4, 5 hours to sit down. Glory be to God, beloved. But you got to give him some time. Look, do you sit at your breakfast table and eat for 6 hours? No. Most of us can throw that down in about 10 minutes, but you threw it down. See, you got to get there. You got to get into the word, and then you just meditate. So if you spend 20 minutes with the Lord today in his word, okay, asking the Lord to speak to you, amen, he might take you to the Old Testament, the New Testament, Psalms, whatever. You meditate on that. You meditate. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Until the light bulb comes on, something gets your attention. You might get a rhema word. You can close the book now. You close the book, go to work, whatever. Why? Because now you're going to be meditating on that portion of scripture, amen, feeding on it. So, you know how it is sometimes when you're chewing on that chicken. Anybody ever had chicken that was good to the bone? You started sucking the bone. You sucking the bone juice. Oh, come on now. You eating the fat off the bone. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Well, that's what you want to do. Amen. You want to meditate on God's word just like that. Glory be to God. Suck it up. Suck it up. Suck it up. Suck. Let him talk to you. Amen. Take the nutrients all in your DNA, all to your bloodstream. Glory be to God. This is your life source. And not only that, glory be to God, when you're meditating on God, God cannot be separated from his word. See? So you meditating on God today, and you're not lying when you say, I've been with God all day long. I've been with God all day long. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You have to know, beloved. You have to know. You have to know that you have God's wisdom. Because otherwise, amen, you will never be confident in your prayer life. Some things you'll pray about, some things you won't. Some things you pray about, you say, well, I think I got an answer. I think God said this. I think. See, now you're all confused. How you going to pray with a confused mind? when he promised to keep us in perfect peace? How are you going to pray? How are you going to have confidence? How can your faith level be at the level it needs to be, the manifested desires of your heart? And you think you waiting, and then the devil comes in and say, boo! It's, see? And then you want to put everything on God. It wasn't God. And sometimes it ain't the devil. Sometimes it's you. Sometimes it's life. Beloved, let me tell you something. We want to be so close to God. We want to be so close to God. You ever been so close to someone you can hear their heartbeat? Oh, hey, you all right? You all right, sis? Because your heart palpitating a little bit fast. Well, how did you know that? Because you was close enough to pick up the rhythm of that person's heartbeat. Beloved, we want to walk with the heartbeat of God. You want to abide in him. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. You want to be that close to God. You don't want to skip a beat. You want to be in synchrony. You ever been to an orchestra? Plays, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love the way, you know, we jam out on the keyboard and the drums and all that. That's good. Okay, but on the other side of the spectrum, if you ever really been to an orchestra and they got the violin playing, amen, with the saxophone. I mean, everything is like real. Oh, you're talking about rhythm. And not one person is missing a beat. Synchrony. Symphony. That's how we ought to want to be with God. Glory be. Somebody sent me a text message the other day, amen, saying that, amen, she sends me little stuff every morning, and she said that I want to be so close to Jesus that if I got bit by a mosquito, Peter will fly away, talking about the power that's in the blood of Jesus. I thought that was so cute. Amen. And so real. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, Jesus' sheep recognize his voice. And you hear a lot of Christians, oh, yeah, the devil just said this to me, and the devil just said to me. What? Seems like you sort of more familiar with the devil's voice than you are God's voice. That opens up a whole table of discussion right there. And let me tell you another thing, since we're talking about voices, your flesh will speak to you. I went a while going, every time I would hear a voice, amen, first growing up, I didn't know, wasn't nobody teaching me. I thought if I heard a voice, amen, in the spirit, it was God. Then one day my voice, I heard that voice, it was saying something that I know was not God. That wasn't God. That was the day that I discovered that your flesh speaks to you. Your flesh has a voice. But Jesus says his sheep recognizes his voice. You can't perpetrate a fraud with me. That wasn't my Jesus. Go over there and cuss him out. That wasn't my Jesus. Take your time money this week. Go on and go on vacation. That wasn't my Jesus. It's okay. You ain't got to pray. And you prayed yesterday. Yeah. No, that wasn't my Jesus. Go ahead, just do it this one time. You ain't going to get caught. When you just said, you know, ask the Lord to forgive you. When you give it, no, that wasn't my Jesus. That wasn't my Jesus. Why? Because I know his voice. How can you be so sure? Hey, turn over here with me in the word. He's not going to say one thing that contradicts. Jesus is not conflicted. A person's voice conveys more than words. It conveys intent. Sometimes it speaks warmth. Sometimes it speaks comfort. And sometimes it speaks encouragement. Sometimes it provides a warning. Ancient Middle Eastern shepherds were known for calling each of their sheep by name. And each sheep would respond to his own name. When we read Jesus' words in the Gospels, we must listen for the caring shepherd behind them. Jesus knows your name. Oh, he knows your name. You got to know that. And you have to hear his call. See, because when you know that, your confidence level is going to go off the Richter scale. You ready to pray about anything. You ready to take the devil on about anything and everything. You ain't scared, as we were said yesterday, day before. Amen. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Why? Because I heard the voice of the Lord. Let me show you over here. Glory be to God. Come on, y'all. Get into the book. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated. Get into the book. Glory be to God. Let us know the mind of God, the will of God. Hallelujah. So our confirmation today is I have the wisdom of God. I hear the Father's voice. Thank God for CNN. Yeah, I'm watching. I'm watching all about. I know what's going on in current events. I get my fair share. I try to do my reading. I try to stay on top. Okay? You know, hearing everybody's opinion and facts and this and that and that. And hearing everybody else's voice. I do my share of talking, amen, people hearing my voice, I'm hearing your voice, amen, okay, the Bible says all of that is not without significance, okay, they all has a part to play in it, glory be to God, but beloved, amen, the voice that we need to be seeking first, seek ye first, somebody say first, seek ye first the kingdom. I hear my Father's voice. And the voice of a stranger I will not follow. Isn't that a sad commentary when born-again believers spend more time listening and reacting to other people's voices other than the voice that really counts? Over the voice that really counts. If somebody's special to me, you best believe, amen, I want to know their voice. I want to know their heart. I want to know their intent. I want to know why did they say what you said. Everything all right, babe? Yeah, everything all right. Well, why did you just say that? See, that's when we get real deep with God. That's when we go deeper. See, it's not good enough for us just to open up, amen, the scripture, amen, and read a scripture. But see, we want to get deeper with God, meditating on his word day and night. God, why did you say that? Why did you say let the wheat and the tares grow together? Why did you say that? See, and then allow the Holy Spirit to educate you. Oh, now you're dangerous. When the Holy Ghost, I didn't say the college professor. We thank God for the college professors. I said let the Holy Ghost start educating you. See. And they ready to put you up to teach, and you barely got a high school diploma. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is teaching you. See, you just don't want to say, how you doing, my neighbor? No, you want to sit down with your neighbor from time to time and have a conversation. Go a little bit deeper. See, I like to ask questions. Okay, well, why did you do that? Oh, okay, what happened? And what age was you? When I get down to start talking with people, I like to ask questions and start probing because now I'm really getting to know this person. It's not a surface relationship. How you doing? That's a good day. It's going to be hot today. No, I want to get to know you and you get to know me. Well, I got to spend some time with you. Then I got to be a good listener. And then I got to ask some good questions. Amen. Well, God is always speaking.
and he don't got no problems answering your questions because it's already answered in the word, and the Holy Ghost will reveal to you everything that you need to know. And so, beloved, as we get to this place in God and continue to grow, amen, and continue to mature and be better, oh, yeah, we are confident. Bring the prayer request. Let us pray. Let us pray and keep on praying. Glory be to God. Because when we get finished praying, amen, God's going to speak. God is going to answer one way or another. We're not going to be bamboozled or tricked. Glory be to God. Satan, your time is up. You got me yesterday. Shame on me. Huh? You sure enough ain't coming back. I ain't listening. Some of y'all need to shut the devil down. You know, I'm finished right now. Okay. So I'm looking at my little laptop here. On my laptop, if I want to, several ways I can erase stuff when I want to erase it. One of the ways I can erase it, I have an Alt-Delete button. So if I hit that Alt and that Delete at the same time, it erases, amen, whatever I want to erase. Some of y'all need to Alt-Delete some people. You're giving more attention and value to the words that's coming out of their mouth other than comparing it to what God is saying. You're not paying God any attention, but you got other people speaking into your ear gates, and they're leading you in the wrong way. And this is why Jesus concluded in verse number 5, and he says, yet by no means will they follow a stranger, but will flee from him. David, sometimes you just got to run. Remember when Joseph went into the house with Pharaoh's wife, and Pharaoh's wife was trying to seduce Joseph? Joseph said, I don't think so. Why did Joseph get out of that situation? Joseph had to run. Several places in the Bible tells us to flee fornication. Oh, baby, you look good. Ooh, sookie, you look good. Ah! And I ain't had none in a while. Ooh, but I'm up out of here. Where you going? I'll be back one day. I'm up out of here. You know, you got to go to the corner and call Uber because you had to leave right away. Sometimes you just got to flee, baby. Just run. That's where the song, that's where our patriots got that song. I'm running for my life. Because I want eternal life, not eternal damnation. I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? Just tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled in the fire, baptized. I got Jesus on my side, and I'm running for my life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, please forgive us. We earnestly confess our sins, Father God, where we've been talking to you but not allowing you to talk back to us. And when you speak to us, we act like we don't hear you, and we are so happy that you don't treat us like we treat you. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us. Help us to open up our ears. We don't want to be a hearer. We want to be a hearer and a doer of your word, Father. We want to follow you. We don't want to follow this worldly system. We don't want to follow it, Father God, because the world is going in the wrong way. You said broad is the way that leadeth to hell and destruction. We don't want to follow the worldly system. You said be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. We want to follow you down the straight and down the narrow, Father. Ain't a lot of space there, but it's enough, Father, so that we can be effective in your kingdom, that we can be effective prayer intercessors. We can pray with confidence and assurance that you heard us. Then when you speak back, Father God, your words of instructions and encouragement, we are right and ready and open to receive so that we can bring forth in due season. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, there you go, there you go, there it is, there it is, there it is. Amen. In form of announcements, we want to, amen, invite you to come on back, amen, and meet us at the prayer altar. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock Eastern time, 9 o'clock. Amen. Come on in. And you never know who listening. Sister Tanya did not even have an idea yesterday. She had a good, she had an audience, and they was paying attention to her words. They was impressed that we didn't have a lot of confusion, a lot of background noise. You never know who's listening. Minister Nancy had somebody out from all the way from Oklahoma or somewhere on Monday night. Glory, you never know who's listening. The young lady asked for the telephone number before I left. That means she's going to be calling in, listening. Even if she ain't saying nothing, people calling in just to get around the fire. Glory be to God. You never know who's listening. Amen. Glory be to God. So let us remain faithful. Let us remain faithful. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. All right. That's it for today. Glory be to God. Whatever you do today, God, keep Jesus on your mind. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Accidents, incidents, calamities. We cancel it. No plague shall come near our dwelling. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I received, amen, hallelujah, text message, amen, hallelujah, about an advanced stage of COVID. I don't know if you guys heard about it or not. Hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. As I close out, hallelujah, let me see if I can find this right quick. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me see if I can find this right quick. I really want to share this with you. I don't know if you heard about it yet or not. Okay. I don't know if I can find it. I don't want to hold you up. Let me see. Okay. September. Okay. Let me hear this right here. Mm-hmm. Okay, here it is right here. Okay. It's called the everyone is advised to wear a mask because of the new COVID Omicron XBB variant coronavirus. This virus is different, is deadly, and not easily detected properly. Symptoms of the XBB virus are as follows. No cough, no fever. There will only be joint pain, headaches, neck pain, upper back pain, pneumonia, and general loss of appetite. Amen. And there's some other information here. Amen. Check it out. Amen. Know what's going on. Amen. And hear God's voice. You don't have to be afraid because he's going to tell you what to do. He's going to tell you where to go. He's going to tell you where to put on, amen, put on that N95 mask when you need to put it on. Amen. And thank God he is our mask and he is our covering. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless for the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. Amen. And the church said amen, amen, amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Love you, love you, love you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, amen, signing out.